For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com. You're watching Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Wreck, Bweebum, featuring XV.
Hey, this is Radio Free Cybertron, and I'm your host and friend, Brian Kilby. I know, I can't help myself. Hey guys, how's it going?
Love the classics.
Everything well this Thursday? Oh my god, it's Thursday, September 8th, 2011.
We've traveled in time!
A day. Yes. We have traveled forward in time at the rate of one day per day. It's, yep. Yeah, so.
We're from the future.
It's the worst time dilation ever. So, hey guys, what's up?
Time dilated your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. So, Brian Kilby here with me, XV, JD Church, Lady Wreck, and Rob, R.E.C., our very own R.E.C. from New Soundwave. Awesome. John DeLuna and John DeLuna could not be here this week. And Peter.
Yeah. Placeholder Rob. Thanks, Rob.
No, Rob. Yes, John DeLuna and John DeLuna could not be here.
I couldn't think. I thought it was just John, but Peter's out. John was on. Peter was online earlier. He just didn't answer.
Gone to the B team.
We're the B team. Everything rocking and rolling, guys.
Oh man! Wow.
We learned in pre-show that JD worked at Victoria's Secret.
I did. Yep. That is true. It did happen.
That
I folded a lot of panties,
and you stole a lot of returns.
No, I didn't.
Sorry.
Believe me, you do not want to steal those unless you're just really creepy.
Well, unless you have an eBay.jp account.
Right.
If you have an eBay Japan account, it's totally cool.
No, come on. Get your head here, Brian. They don't want those Gaijin panties.
You don't think so?
No, they probably do, but when else do you get to say Gaijin panties?
That's true. Yeah. Gaijin panties. So this is a Transformers podcast, in case you were curious.
Seriously.
It's the original Transformers Internet Radio Show, now for almost 12 freaking years.
I feel very bad when you say it like that.
Yeah,
no, it's like...
Soon it'll be half of your life, XV.
Well, that's okay. I can just think back in all the years we weren't actually doing this.
That's true.
And I feel much better about things.
That's true. So,
much better, but a little bit.
A little bit better. So, lots going on this week, I guess. we have some news.
There's some news.
So, Collector's Club reveals the final deco and new head sculpt for the membership premium Run Amok. So, I'm assuming Runabout's going to have the same head sculpt, but
yeah,
just a
different... I would imagine. I think the only one of their exclusives next year that won't have any remolding is Shattered Drift.
Yeah.
So Shattered's going to trade between the weapons available.
Is Shattered... Will he come like knitting needles or something? I mean, how does...
Guns.
So how is that different?
It'll come with the big sword, but it'll have the two small guns.
Isn't it that they're supposed to be like the opposite personality? So if Drift is like a total badass Autobot former Decepticon, shouldn't he be like lame? Like, shouldn't he be like derp?
Derp. Like,
the real Drift is like, you know, badass awesome samurai. So obviously Shattered Drift would be badass awesome gunfighter. Because the gunfighter is the natural enemy of the samurai.
But
yes.
But I'm saying it should be opposite, though, right? Like he should be, like, you know...
Okay,
like,
theoretically, with Shattered Glass, they're not always trying to go for exact opposite numbers. It's just that it's hard to be creative with Shattered Glass outside of that pattern. This is probably one of the more less direct things they...
They should have gone with, like, a Shattered Glass Blur... And, you know, just...
Well,
give him paint tray.
Or Shattered Glass Blur would be a ground sloth.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I don't think that would translate
hey.
that mold for the class.
They could take, we could take, God, I can't think, the Beast Wars, was Beast Wars 2nd or Beast Wars Neo? No, it wasn't a slug, it was a frickin',
Pillbug?
Oh, no, not Retracts, not Retracts. The, can't think of, the seashell, what was it?
Dead end. But that's not a snail.
That wouldn't even pass for a snail.
That's a crustacean thing.
Crustacean thing. I need to dig that out. I have that somewhere. But
really?
Yeah. I got dead end. I was all into Beast Wars 2nd and Beast Wars Neo.
Oh yeah, I have Stampy and I have Break, but I didn't end up.
I had most of Neo. I was paying ridiculous. Actually, God, that was about 10 years ago, wasn't it? That was 10 years ago.
Well, it was a little bit longer than 10 years ago, wasn't it? Because it was before Riz.
Well, I mean, I didn't have much of a job, so I was actually buying it up. I was buying up the stock for through Big Bad Toy Store and other places that were still getting in stock before the proliferation of the Korean Takara stuff popped up later. So all the original Takara stuff that came in the better boxes, but that stuff was available for a long while. The only thing that I remember selling out constantly was Big Convoy.
Yeah,
which is kind of sad because Big Convoy is not even a great toy.
He's a brick, but he's beautiful.
Yeah,
Big Convoy's not even really a brick. It's just such a pain in the ass.
Well, once you transform it to robot mode, just leave it.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah. It's like, I don't think it's been a mammoth.
On the other hand, then you get, like, you know, Universe Nemesis Prime out of that, and the Beast Mode looks so nice.
Yeah, I wish I hadn't sold that.
I have. What I have. See, I didn't end up with Big Convoy. I ended up with the Nemesis.
Yeah, I had them both. I've actually had two Big Convoys and the Nemesis Prime, and,
you had two Big Convoys, so you see one in Beast Mode and one in Robot.
No, I had two Beast Convoys in two different periods, and I just decided to sell them both. I think I sold one to Triplet.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You always sell stuff you don't want on Triplet.
Yeah, that's true. So, speaking of stuff I don't want... No, I'm kidding. I really do want Runamuck.
I do.
I mentioned this on Facebook this weekend. I think it's the best idea that TFCC has had, because everyone's going to want Runabout as well. I mean, the completism bug is going to kick in, and you're just going to have to get it.
Yeah, I'm already planning on getting the membership and getting the other one. So
My membership is about to expire, so I need to renew it. And I'm honest to God thinking about subscribing or signing up for the Joe Collectors Club as well. I really want in on the. I hope that it's not required, but even if it is, the subscription service that's coming out. I hope that Club membership is not required, but I'll probably pick one up anyway.
Yeah, you're really into the G.I. Joe stuff right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
You've been lamenting that on Twitter pretty much for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, actually, my Walmart, though, which doesn't even have a slot for G.I. Joe, ended up taking space for the 3¾-inch Marvel Universe stuff this week and actually threw in the brand new G.I. Joe stuff, the new cards, and also movie stuff. At full retail, which is better, because the other Walmart was clearancing out that stuff at $10 per figure.
Yes, I was just going to mention that, because last year when they were first clearancing out the Rise of Cobra stuff, it got marked up to $10 per figure somehow. I've got a picture of it.
Yeah, there are only a handful of those figures that I even want. I have them all. But,
yeah, and you know what most of the figures they had left over for clearance were? Scarlet and Cover Girl. For $10 a piece.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. And they still have some.
Yeah. Yeah. Baroness. My Walmart has Baroness. So.
I can't find any of the new G.I. Joe stuff around here anywhere. There's like some of the later Pursuit of Cobra waves show up at one store, but otherwise it's Jungle Vipers if anybody even bothers to carry them.
I found everything. Between Triple and I, we found everything except, of course, for Low Light. Never found a Low Light.
Yeah, and I keep looking for you, dude. But
yeah, once you find that, let me know. I do. I am fortunate enough, though, to have two Jungle Bats.
Yeah.
Thanks to JD. Yeah.
problem.
I love bats. I was actually, all of my bats are now displayed in the background. You can't tell it from here. Okay, this is not a G.I. Joe podcast.
Let's anyway.
So
cool.
I wanted to do one.
Yeah, well, cool, no one would listen. Dark of the Moon, coming to home video on September 30th, but those will be movie-only DVD and Blu-ray versions with no extras, so I don't care. The extras will come in a special edition format released later in the year. As well as a trilogy box set. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, because we need that.
That'll be interesting.
Those are expected in December.
Well, maybe sooner and cheaper.
Maybe the trilogy box set will be one of those awesome transforming deals.
Yeah.
Remember the transforming DVD case?
Yeah.
It'll transform into movies that
don't.
Did
that ever really work?
Like the Star Trek 2009 DVD that you convert into a Enterprise wasn't bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to get that.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, God, all I can think. I had the complete motion picture set back in the day on VHS.
VHS. What has the design on the side of the box?
Boxes. Yeah, and it was offset so that it didn't fit in your, like, your VHS shelf.
Yeah. You
know? So it was, like, I mean, it was really cool because it had this, like, triangular deal, but you could only sit it on, like, your shelf. You couldn't actually put it on your VHS, like, you know, table or VHS, like, shelf because it was offset.
Yeah.
So it was like,
DVD is so much better because all of my DVDs are in a book.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that's true.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's one way to do
much
it.
Much more convenient for storage.
Yes. I've thrown away most of the boxes.
Wait, okay. DVDs? What is that?
Well, that's true. Most of my movies are digital. Actually, most...
I don't call it my DVD collection anymore. I call it, like, my shrine. It's just, like, things I never use anymore.
Yeah. Most of my stuff is either stuff I've downloaded or it's on Netflix. God
Blu-ray
bless Netflix. I hate Blu-ray, so...
But
okay.
I have an excellent PS3 Blu-ray player. So, anyway...
Yes.
That's the best thing it's good for.
Yeah. Yes, that is true. And Uncharted 2. Transformers Prime it resumes with new, in parentheses, to the hub, episode starting this weekend. So if you haven't watched the stuff on YouTube, watch it on the hub. Actually, if you have watched it on YouTube...
You can finally watch it in high definition, for one thing.
That's true.
If you did watch it on YouTube, you should still watch it on the hub so that they get...
To support Transformers Prime. And two of the three episodes are actually pretty good. So, current schedule indicates that episode 24, titled One Shall Rise, Part 1, will air on the Hub in on October 1st.
Word.
And, of course, that episode has yet to air in Canada, following a last-moment scheduling change 2 weekends ago. So
we are never going to be rid of that line, are we?
I know.
With 86
minutes. They've used it, like, 5 times in dialogue in the cartoon already this season.
Yes,
that's 7 times too many, honestly.
Yeah, I am tired of... you know, TFTM homages. I mean, we don't need them, so...
Well, that one in particular, too.
Oh, it's just so tired. So tired.
Yeah, so tired. Okay. Let's see.
I guess what that is, and nothing, you belong to me now, except that doesn't really get reused.
I love that, though.
Well, I know, I mean...
I love Galvatron and Unicron, how they interact in that movie.
Maybe they'll do that for season 2.
That's Megatron, actually. Sorry. I was thinking, I now possess that which you most fear. You shall do my bidding or face my wrath. That's my favorite quote from the whole movie.
And then Unicron goes on and tells him, okay, you're just a dumbass. I'm going to eat you now.
Yes. I love Galvatron so much. Even that Galvatron. Okay. Okay, so following last week's announcement of Greg Berger, SavCon's second guest has been revealed as Lee Tokar. Is that how you pronounce it?
I have no idea.
Let's say it's Tokar. Probably.
I'm not the host.
Probably best known to Transformers fans as the voice of Ravage in Beast Wars. So the Russian Ravage.
Why am I floating in space?
Why am I floating in space like this?
No, I believe that was the voice of Graham Weaver.
That was Liquid Velcro. That is true. If you've never watched... we haven't mentioned this in a while. And it's old meme, but still.
I read it.
If you've never read Ravage Three Bodies Evolution, Google it. It's the best, worst fanfic ever. And then follow it up with the recording that we did back in, like, 2000, 2001 of all of our internet nerd friends recording the movie, recording the fanfic into audio form.
Awesome.
I had people ask me, like, what the F is this? I'm like, read the fanfic. Read the fanfic and you will understand.
What was that fanfic again?
Ravage Three Bodies Evolution.
Hey, there's a Facebook fan Ravage, page.
What? There is a Facebook fan page that I host, that I run.
Ravage Three Bodies Evolution.
Yes, Ravage Three Bodies Evolution.
It is a masterwork fanfic.
So, okay, the premise is basically... Okay, so the premise is of the fanfic is... God, I could actually probably quote this. Okay, so basically there's Ravage, there is... Tripredicus Agent. So Shadow Panther, of course. We know Shadow Panther. Tripredicus Agent, though, people may not remember, that was the Transmetal 2 Cheetor repaint that was a Walmart exclusive that was intimated in the tech spec, as Deathy said, to be Ravage in disguise. So here's a cool fanfic, as Deathy just started it out, basically telling the origin of that. It's the best worst fanfic you will ever read.
Take over my mission.
I will actually link to it. I will link to it in the.
I'm gonna show my left to Hot Rod.
Yeah. Whoa, where did you come from? I was actually Hot Rod in that recording, so that's actually, I think, my only quote.
No,
my other line was, yes, sir. That was from the whole thing. It's the best thing ever.
It's worth the time to read it.
You know, it came out, it was written like 12 or 13 years ago. I still read it.
Actually, it was written about 10 years ago, because Tripredicus Agent coincided with Robots in Disguise.
Yeah, that's right.
Did it? Was that the last carded Beast Wars?
Yeah, because that was
final Beast Wars toy. Yeah, right. The original line.
Okay.
Because that's even referenced. Yeah, because it's. I think it's not referenced in there, but yeah, it is. I think it is, actually.
I have a carded one somewhere, I think.
Oh, my God.
So yeah. But yeah, best thing
ever. Honestly, I had never. I've read bits and pieces of it, but I finally yesterday.
Oh, dude, sit down. Sit down and read it. And if you once you're bored of that, sit down and read Dick Formers as well.
Oh, my God.
That one's just a hate fic, though.
Ravage 3 Bodies, it's so brilliant because it was just like. It took me back. Because it was just like every fanfic at that time.
No. Most fanfic actually tried to be intelligent, even if it was bad.
Oh, but
that just reveled in being awful.
In essence, though, it was, because that's like, it's exactly what happened in a lot of those fanfics. Where it was like, let's try to shoehorn in my cool idea in between these episodes. Every fanfic, even ones I wrote, started out with, okay, this happens between this episode and this episode. And
everything I ever wrote was always done in the far-flung distant future so that you could get away with things like that.
Right.
I tried not to squeeze stuff in. I tried to add stuff, so, but yeah, like I was saying, read Dick Formers. Just Google that. Google groups. You remember that, don't you, XV?
Of course I remember that. I remember all that crap.
Yeah, it's great. The internet. We love you so much.
We're just promoting good old stuff here.
Good old school fun. Okay, so Takara Easy Chronicles Volume 2 includes Legends Class Blue Streak and Skywarp, as well as some G2 Love. Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, they're actually taking that Legends Tank Megatron, the G2 Megatron, and painting it in the hero colors.
Here's the Legends Thundercracker. Yay. Awesome. Okay. Nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice.
Oh, in the in actual news, though, there's not actual. Not that that's not actual, but the Leadfoot figure picture.
Oh yeah, yeah. Where is that at? T-Formers.
It's T-Formers. Yep.
Go to T-Formers.com. We love T-Formers.com. It's the best.
It has all the best.
This is for the deluxe. Leadfoot, not the Human Alliance version, which also looks awesome. This one looks pretty good. It's a little fatter, a little squattier, but Leadfoot nonetheless. And the robot, the vehicle mode is freaking awesome. Guns everywhere. Massive shooting things.
So, in third-party news, this sort of surprises me. Epic Mickey.
I don't know if "epic" is the word that I
would
use.
Well, you know the game. What was it? There was a game, Epic Mickey, that just came out, right on the Wii.
Yes.
And so this is a Mickey Mouse that transforms into a cassette. So if you are making a knockoff Mickey Mouse, you will be sued into existence.
Really?
So this is the worst thing that they could ever possibly do. So.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not even worth it. Because this looks terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, really bad. Stickers will not help this thing look better.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
This is not worth being sued over. You know, so, and it's funny because the other stuff that they've done, like those, like the other figures that they have, you know, here, those ones look pretty good. I mean, a little blocky, but I mean, yeah. It was like
definitely
that, you know, 80s G1 style, but in Transforming Robot. Those look good. This is horrible.
It's bad.
I don't even know how to describe it other than it's bad. I mean, because of the cassette thing, it's like Mickey's ears have holes in them. The face, I mean, it looks like it was carved out of Play-Doh, and I'm sure that's not a final version, but it's just not even a good idea. It's not even remotely a good idea.
Yeah, it's about as far from a good idea as you can get. I'm going to try something here. Ah, that didn't work.
The body's in two pieces. I mean, it doesn't even...
It's bad.
Hands are nothing but, like, loops. They're, like, just... I mean, it's...
Prepare for termination is all I can say. So, there you go.
It's just so terrible.
It's just such an off-the-wall thing, though.
It really is. It's like... I mean, are they trying to cash in on, like, the other Disney Transformers? Like, the...
Probably.
No, but I don't think that people were clamoring for that either, were they?
No, they really weren't.
So, why... What? Just make that really cool power glide. I want that. Can we just do that?
I will probably end up picking up that small... don't sue me, Hasbro. That small that small sea spray.
Don't sue me, bro.
Don't sue me, bro. Because I do want the small sea spray, whatever it's called. Because
is that this company? That's a different
company. I think
company.
So. It looks like their stuff.
I think it's a different one.
I can't tell. They're all knocking each other off. It's bad.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good either.
No, it doesn't. So, there's
moving along anyway.
And also in third party news, there's really blurry photos of something that's supposed to be RC. That I really can't.
Yeah, it's like a motorcycle version, isn't it?
So there you go. That's the news.
I don't get. Is that?
It's a motorcycle RC and closer to deluxe size.
Oh, okay.
Is this also something that was being claimed for? Now the reflector thing looks awesome, and I want that. But
But you know that. Their reflector set is like $100, and they're smaller than... They're like big legend size.
Oh my god. Yeah. Never mind. I want a Hercules.
With the notes that since this is from Perfect Effect, this RC is likely to require a small mortgage.
Yeah, really. I'll just take a Hercules. That's cool.
God, I want Hercules really bad. Because that's the one time they get it right, and it's $600.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not really feeling the look of the individual robots.
That's what I love, is the individual robots. They all look great.
That's because you're wrong.
No, dude.
There you go.
I'm looking for Constructicons over here in my collection of stuff, and I don't see any. I was going to grab...
You know you're approaching the Christmas shopping season. I went into Big Lots today, and they had a whole fresh batch of knockoff Constructicons.
Really?
Is it?
Ooh. All in G2 colors, right?
No, I don't have any knockoff Constructicons.
Not entirely G2 colors. I remember the chest wing was black this time.
Oh, okay.
It usually is on this. At least any time I've seen them.
Yeah. I think, what was it back, again, going back in time, people were referring to some of the early knockoffs as G3. And there was the one that was like the multicolored Devastator that came in like black and orange and all of his colors.
Oh, yeah.
And in red. It looked really great.
I think that was
among the Walgreens fodder, I think.
I always wanted that, but I could never find it.
Weren't those the Diacon colors, in fact?
Were they very
similar. Anyway.
Were they? I don't know that I've ever seen. I don't know that I've ever paid attention to the Diaclone Constructicon set.
I can say for sure I haven't.
I know I've seen the picture, and I'm pretty sure at least one of the knockoffs was done in those colors, but I can't guarantee that it was the Walgreens one. I know I've seen it, though.
I'm sure that those colors were not exclusive to Walgreens anyway.
I'm certain. I'm certain they weren't exclusive to anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, let's see here. Hey, guess what? You know what time it is?
What time is it?
time for comic news with Amy Morgan.
Yay, Amy. What's up this week?
Well, there isn't a whole lot out there right now, Brian. There practically nothing out there news-wise, so I have nothing to report news-wise. But out yesterday was Ongoing 25. The first 7 pages were revealed 2 weeks ago were probably the best part of the comic. The rest is just like...
Nice.
The rest, it feels like Mike is going back to this ongoing telling that he's been doing where it's kind of like, it feels like he's giving a salad, as I've described it in the past.
Giving a salad or tossing a salad?
Tossing our salad? Yeah.
Maybe not tossing the salad, but at least...
This was a PG show at one point.
Hey, they said that on Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Good point, good point, good point.
Yeah.
That's a
it only means what you want it to mean.
Right.
All of
I don't know
you
what
action
you're talking about, Brian.
People out there, there is a car chase.
There is a car chase in a comic. I heard it's basically like Prowl Spotlight retold.
The Prowl Spotlight was actually better.
Oh, God. Wow.
How do you pull off a good car chase in a comic? That seems like something that requires visual
really
medium.
There wasn't a lot about Prowl in this. It was just... there were a few things that feel a little reused, so that's all I have for.
So basically, I'm wasting a pull every other week. Then maybe with
Yeah, that's the thing is, it's like I'm really looking forward to what's going on more in the Last Story on Earth than I am on the Chaos side. But I mean, there's little elements of stuff in there that I like, but it's not got the same momentum that 1920 and 21 that Mike wrote does, which is a little bit of a disappointment because I thought, oh, we were seeing so much in 1920 and 21 that we really liked, and now it feels like the drive is not there. So I don't know what's going on.
So I put Transformers on my pull list too early, is what you're saying.
Damn it.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Oh, well.
Everything looked like it was going to work. Now I'm just kind of going, ah!
Everything was going so well.
Exactly. Everything was going so well, and now I'm like going, I don't know. I'm as disappointed as a couple other people that I know, so I don't know what to tell you. Art looks great. Coloring looks great. I'm not feeling the love. Sorry.
That sucks. Oh, well. We'll live.
Yeah, exactly. We'll live.
So, in the absence of John, you're John this week, Amy.
I am.
What's going on in the chat?
In the chat. Well, when we talked about the Run Amok and the toy talk, I asked, guns or swords? And I got a vote of pretty much everybody. They said, guns, swords, and both. There were no comments during your G.I. Joe toy talk. I don't know why.
Dead trombone.
I guess
we know what that means.
Yeah, no one's going to listen.
That means it's time to do a G.I. Joe podcast.
Actually, people want, you know, Hawk, was it Hawk 19? I can't remember. I think it's 19. I can't remember the number. On YouTube, hello. Seemed all
for... Are you still with Trax?
Hey, Trax, we miss you too. It was all for a Star Trek podcast. So we do need to do that, especially now that we all have Netflix.
Yeah. Almost.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So. Most of us do.
So, what else? What else? What else?
Well, there was a couple comic questions. I don't remember what they were, but a mention of Fat Girl and Dark Hawk. Peter showed up in the chat. Warm welcome for him. Everybody said, oh, we miss you. Why aren't you on the show?
Peter doesn't love us anymore.
Yeah.
No, he's going out of town, and so he's going to have to leave in a few minutes. So, yeah. But there were no comments from the fan fiction that we mentioned either. And who would want a knockoff Mickey? He looks like the mouse from Garfield. Goofy would be a better choice.
I haven't really thought of that character. I can kind of see it now that you mention it.
Oh, really? Yeah. And that's pretty much it. That was all about what the chat has said. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to really look and see what they are saying about comic news because I'm talking and I can't read at the same time.
That's hard. That's the reason I don't do it.
My problem. I can't.
The reason I don't do it. Okay, awesome. Okay, well, let's go ahead and jump to, guess what? The TF Wiki Spotlight returns this week.
Hey! That happened.
Yeah, that happened. So let's go ahead and jump to the TF Wiki Spotlight and we'll follow that up with the Crave Corner.
Hear the TF Wiki Spotlight each week with Chris McFeely on Radio Free Cybertron.
It is time, rarely, but once again, for the TF Wiki Spotlight, brought to us by the amazing Chris McFeely, which we haven't had in a while, which is awesome. So, Chris, welcome back, and what do you got?
I'm taking the easy route this week, JD, for my much belated return to this, because I don't have to think whenever it's laid out in front of me like this, whenever I just do a spotlight for our featured article of the month, who is this month, that little feathered fiend, Generation 1 Laserbeak. Now, the thing I think about Laserbeak that makes him kind of special in this regard is that we have very, very few Generation 1 characters who are featured articles on the wiki. Now, we have some, and some who got the feature article tag early in the wiki's life, whose articles probably by current standards wouldn't meet the requirements. And then we've got some later on, guys, 86 and a couple of guys, Bludgeon, Thunderwing, Hot Rod, Ultra Magnus. But we have very, very few 84, 85 guys, particularly, well, very few 84 guys even, because they were in so damn much stuff. You know, 84, 85 was the height of it whenever you had storybooks and coloring books and find your own adventures and everything under the sun. And, of course, they were some of the most popular characters. So they persisted through all the modern stuff as well, so they appear in that as well. So, appropriately enough, then, Laserbeak's article is absolutely colossal, as all featured articles tend to be. You've got the obligatory stuff. You've got the Marvel Comics continuity. You've got the Generation 1 cartoon continuity, incorporating Japanese mangas, appearances in Headmasters, IDW, Dreamwave, what have you. All the standard stuff, all the alternate continuities, the G.I. Joe versus Transformers from Devil's Due and Dreamwave. And then it's the midpoint of the article where the fun and interesting stuff creeps in. The Big Looker storybooks, the Young Corgi adventures, the Find Your Fate Juniors. My particular favorite, the Lady Bird books, which contain my favorite Laserbeak story from when I was a child, and possibly, I think, the only story in which Laserbeak is actually the star and the central figure of the story, Laserbeak's Fury. The Lady Bird books were great. If you haven't read them, you're missing out. Even a video game section from Commodore 64 all the way up to the PS2 and things like the Sector 7 alternate reality game for the movie. An itemized list of toys, as always, but that goes so far as to include every reissue of the Laserbeak toy and to note the differences between each of the reissues, and you know there have been quite a few. So, as always, when it comes to a featured article, there's a lot of reading, there's a lot of merchandise even. I'm just scrolling down this to remind myself of what's been in it. Statues, little rubber figures, collectibles from Kabaya, canceled toys are even included here, and all the usual trivia and foreign notes and everything you can expect. So it's great whenever an 84-85 character like Laserbeak can get their articles expanded to the level of size and quality that a featured article demands. So go and do right by the little fella and read about his history a little bit. Yeah, Laserbeak, this week's TF Wiki Spotlight.
So it's Crave Corner. With me, I have Cole Sickler, and I am Brian Kilby, back once again on time to record Crave Corner in the, ball cup game, whatever it is, of life. Hey, Cole, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. So, big news this week. Huge news.
Yeah.
G.I.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah, well, we launched last week, which we're pretty excited about. And, you know, we're already seeing people signing up, listing some stuff. People are buying. People are chatting. It's more Crave. It's fun.
That's awesome. See, I live in a small town, and I know all of the people who collect stuff. And completely independent of me, there are people that I know on the G.I. Joe Crave
That's fantastic.
So I mean, I live in a really small place, like 3,000 people. So, you know, Crave's got it going on. That's pretty sweet.
Big. No. Awesome. That sounds great.
So, we have G.I. Joe rolling out this week. Any interesting moving or shaking going on in the Transformers world? Anything cool pop up this week?
Yeah, we got a couple cool items. Someone listed a great lot, which is Dive and Lugnut. Reveal the Shield Voyager class figures for $30. You get both of them. It's a pretty sweet deal.
Awesome.
There's an $11 Sergeant Cup in package on the site.
That's not bad at all.
A $15 Battle in Space, which is two pretty solid RTS deluxe figures, Cyclonus and Rodimus, for $15. I think that's a sweet deal.
Dude, I wish 10 years ago I had had Crave. honest to goodness, there are so many times that there are things that come out that you just can't find.
Right.
But, you know, it's so regionalized. It may be, like, available somewhere else. I'm really seeing items like Cup showing up at retail price on the website. So, I mean, it's not like someone's trying out there to, you know, I hate to say it, but screw over someone. Someone's out there, it's like being a, you know, doing a service for other fans. I love that.
Oh, yeah. There are definitely a ton of sellers that we have that are more metropolitan in areas that definitely buy a bunch of one thing and list them at pretty much what they bought them for. It's a great system. And that kind of just emerged, too, which we love.
Yeah, it's interesting how things like that work out. Like, you don't necessarily intend. I mean, of course, you know, you want things to come up at a competitive price. But,
yeah,
I mean,
sure.
that's like totally grassroots. I love that.
Oh, no, we have some of the best fans. They're great.
Yeah, totally. Hey, Rob.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Rob. I think Rob's still like number
You're
two.
You're breaking
up? Yeah. Hey, what else? Anything else going on this week?
We've extended our new buyer promotion because, I mean, it's working. We keep rolling in new people. So, you know, buy your first item on Crave, $5. $5 back to you. And that's going to run through at least September, maybe longer. We're just kind of riding the train on the G.I. Joe because we're really excited we got that out. We got some stuff in the works that's kind of more long term. We're going to do an elite collectors club thing coming out for like those of our fans who have purchased a lot of items on Crave. So we'll give them kind of like sneak peeks to what we're working on, and then also like a return buyer incentive.
Awesome.
We're opening the new buyers, but we got to thank our guys that keep coming back, too, so we're working on that.
And so, yeah, if you want a badge or something for, like, being an awesome collector, go buy. Love that.
Yeah.
So you're working from home again, it looks like, today.
I am working from home today, yeah.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, well, I mean, unfortunately, it's gorgeous out here, but I'm still stuck at my computer, but it is nice.
That's great. Awesome. Well, thanks, Cole. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Strap in, because this ride's about to...
Transform!
Make it target!
Predacons, you mess with the wrong planet!
We got it!
Autobots, Megatron, Sonya!
We're coming!
Optimus Battle Mode!
Now! Fight it!
Take it! Strike it!
We stop it!
All right!
Let's do it again!
Don't miss the premiere of Transformers Robots in Disguise, Saturday morning, September 8th, only on Fox Kids.
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
So, that was that. That was the TF Wiki Spotlight for the first time in, God, how long has it been, JD?
It's well over a month.
Well over a month.
Yeah.
Nice!
Yes.
Yeah, I keep trying.
Good. No, 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 no.
Fanboy versus
Chris.
Say,
Chris has had some family issues. We wish Chris the best. We are so thankful that he's back because, of course, we have man crushes on Chris McFeely.
This is very true.
Well, with that accent, how could you?
How
not?
Could you not?
I know.
How could you not? I'm certain I creeped the hell out of Chris.
I just got a warm feeling right now.
Yes, there's really no doubt we creep McFeely the hell out.
I know.
Even if it was comments like that.
I think that's why he doesn't listen to our show anymore.
Yeah.
I can't say there's too much love.
Yeah.
Sad. Hate that Chris doesn't listen anymore.
No, he does. I'm kidding.
He won't now.
Now he won't. Now that he's heard that, he won't even be on my show.
It's like, yeah, I hate that,
and
Brian Kilby.
Why are you on there, Amy?
Hey, so this is there is one week left in our contest. We are giving away two Razer Death Adder gaming mice, but not just any Razer Death Adder gaming mice. Transformers themed Death Adder gaming mice. Look at that.
I mean, if it wasn't awesome enough that it's
3500 DPI.
A Death Adder. I mean, I've got the 1800 and I love it. But this Transformers one, I mean, wow.
I don't game a lot. I hate to say it, but I was playing some, just to test it out in gaming, I was playing some Quake Live this weekend, and it was really, really, really responsive. But I do a lot, obviously, video editing, and a lot of graphic stuff, and a lot of times you need really detailed movement to get... you know, right on the frame that you want, or, you know, a certain dimension, like in Photoshop or Illustrator. And this thing is freaking awesome. It's so much better than the laser mouse that I was using. And I don't even think it's laser. I think it's optical or IR or something. It's something... It's ridiculous. I love it. So we're giving away two of those. And let me put the graphic up here for people watching the podcast. We're giving away Megatron Silver and Bumblebee Yellow. And winning is really, really simple. You just have to let us know what's your favorite Transformer. We've got a lot of responses in, but we want more. More, more, more. So contact us. You have until Wednesday of next week, which I guess we'll say 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I didn't put that on there. But send us an email, contact@tfradio.net. Let us know on Facebook. Just go to Facebook. You don't even have to respond to anything. Just post it on our wall. Tell us your favorite Transformer. Respond to this YouTube video. Tell us. Let us know. Follow us on Twitter and send us a response at TF Radio. You don't have to follow us on Twitter, but if, you know,
leave us a voicemail.
Yes. Oh, you can leave us a voicemail at, 931-99-GOBOT?
931-99-GOBOT.
Yes, do that. That would be awesome. I actually haven't mentioned that. 931-99-GOBOT.
That's
let us know.
You never remember the phone number.
Yeah, so 931-99-GOBOT. Call us. Or email contact@tfradio.net. Or Google Plus. Actually, if you go to tfradio.net, underneath our logo, there's a link to our Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and our Google Plus. tfradio.net. Click the link. Go to Google Plus. Let us know. So, like I said, just let us know. Next week, we're going to announce the winner, but we're also going to share with you... some of the responses, because I find this interesting. I want to know what everyone thinks. So let us know and tell us why. That's important. You know, just don't just say, well, Optimus Prime is my favorite. Let me know why Optimus Prime is your favorite. Did you cry yourself to sleep as a kid because he died and you wanted him to come back? And then when he did, it was your best day of your life and the last 20 years have been a waste. I mean, you know, seriously, why?
Get creative with your responses.
Yeah, be creative. Oh, yeah. We want to know. So, like I said, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Google+, email, or 931-99-GOBOT. And we'll let you know next week what everyone thinks. So, it's a great thing. I love it. It's my favorite mouse ever. And as a computer nerd, I have had lots of mice, or mouses. Mouses is also a correct pluralization for these things. So, because it's not an actual mouse.
As an abusive and ham-fisted man, I've also had a lot of these.
Yes, so I love this. nice and big. It's a great mouse. So
I swear by Razer stuff.
And thanks to Razer for this, by the way. Razer did, you know, provide this for the contest. So we love you, Razer. So 931-99-GOBOT. We don't mention that enough. I'm going to add that in the... I'm going to add Google Plus and our voicemail to our video footer here. people listening to the podcast, watch us live. We record.
Yeah, really, you get all the best stuff live.
Yeah, really. Yeah. We record
like all
every
the technical flubs and
yes, I edit all that wonderful crap out.
The pre-show, the post-show.
Right.
Yeah, pre-show and post-show.
It's totally worth it.
I think we're going to get more creative with our pre-show and post-show like we used to be.
All right, Brian versus food again.
Yeah, crazy stuff. I kind of quit doing that because I was interested
in
my career.
Can Brian eat it?
So, but yeah, so I'm going to add that to the video footer so people listening at the bottom of the screen, we have our information at the bottom. I'll add that. So, definitely – let us know. You have less than a week. Less than a week. So let us know stat. Whatever stat is short for.
Did you just say stat?
Stat.
ASAP.
Or STAT. Stat, not ASAP.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know stat.
Well, I was just like, you know, adding the acronym as well.
So. Yes, ASAP right. Works. Fantastic. Okay, hey, JD. What's going on today in history?
Well, I'll tell you. September the 8th, 2001, Robots in Disguise premiered Battle Protocol here in the U.S.
And then the next day, a better episode aired.
September 8th, 2001, that was a Thursday, wasn't it? Or Friday? That was a Friday.
Heck, I don't know.
I think it was a Friday.
Let me see if I can.
Where's Rain Man when we need him? We need
I did not watch Battle Protocol live. I didn't watch it for months later. But there's a very personal reason for that, and I'm not going to go into it to make the show a bummer.
Then there was other reasons that, like, for the then like a few days there's later. So
September 8th, 2001 was a Saturday.
Saturday.
Okay. Which makes more sense than it premiering on a Thursday.
Well, I wasn't sleeping a lot then.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand that. I'm just pointing out, you know.
Yes.
Sometimes that does happen, but, you know, usually not.
Yeah, usually not. So,
and then 3 days
Tiny
later.
Tiny Toons, I think, maybe it debuted on a Thursday in prime time.
Maybe. I don't even remember the debut of Tiny Toons.
I do. It was glorious.
God.
Well, I'm not saying I don't remember the show. I just don't remember the actual premiere of it.
It was on NBC, if I remember correctly.
Was
for
it?
Some strange reason, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You know,
strangely enough.
I don't know why I was thinking of this. So I'll go ahead and mention it anyway. I was watching the Spider-Man television series. Is it a requirement if you're an animated series on Fox that you make fun of Fox at some point?
Apparently.
It's like I was watching the Spider-Man animated, and like three episodes in, and they make fun of Fox, like in the show.
Wow,
like, that's crazy. Wow.
Well, Fox was the butt of many jokes at that point, but yeah,
but they
not undeservedly either.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
true. So
anyway, so Robots in Disguise, 10 years. Yeah.
10 years. So actually, since we haven't talked about RID in a while. It's a really interesting topic. RID.
Well, I hope so. Anyway,
yeah. RID. RID was.
Where's my 10th anniversary RID figures?
Well, you got it like 2 years ago in Universe. It was the Cybertron Scourge recolor.
Ha! Huh.
No.
Happy birthday.
You know, RID was the only was the first and only Japanese original series that we received. The next few series were collaborations between. Heavy collaborations between...
Yeah, it was the only Japanese Transformers series dubbed for English production.
And it was so much... And it was so much... The dub was so much better than the original series because the Saban did not take it seriously at all.
No. I mean, it was done a lot like the Digimon dubs were. It was the same team doing it.
Oh, was it? I was never into Digimon. I know McFeely, we mentioned earlier, is huge into Digimon. But I never really watched it, so I don't know if there was the same tongue-in-cheek, you know, nudge-nudge, wink-wink that was in Robots in Disguise.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But, yeah, so there was a lot... Okay, so basically, Robots in Disguise originated as a series in Japan called Car Robots, which people over here were calling Transformers 2000 because they were assuming that it was something...
Don't remind people, they'll start saying it again.
Yeah, something more... God, Transformers 2000. people, of course, thought that it was like a modern redo of G1, and of course it wasn't. It was basically it was basically just another take on Beast Wars Neo, but with vehicles instead of rabbits and dogs and snakes and stuff.
So, yes.
I mean, really it was. So, I mean, it was kind of a throwaway series.
It was a
throwaway series, but it just so happened to luck out that it was in a period between Hasbro having anything, because Beast Machines ended after two seasons, and there was nothing new on the horizon for a while. So at some point,
I mean, they were trying to put together that Transtech stuff,
yeah,
but that never got far enough.
It never got exactly.
Mm.
So
yeah. I think they realized that they were never going to be able to make that in such a way, and just like, hey, look at Japan.
Hey, they got this whole cartoon and a toy line ready to go.
Yeah, we've been doing Beasts for, you know, the last 4 years. Do you think people would care to see cars again? Darn right they did. People were excited.
Here's the thing with this, too. In the final months of Beast Machines, a lot of fans were saying that Hasbro should dub and port over car robots to follow that up. And so, the first day of Toy Fair 2001, there was no Transformers merchandise on display in the Hasbro showroom.
Yeah.
Right. We know that because our friends at Altered States Magazine were there.
ASMZine.com.
It was like,
ASM Geekly Rewind.
Well, now it is. It wasn't then.
Yeah.
Well,
it sounds like it was a pot magazine. That's, I think, the reason they don't call it Altered States anymore.
Yeah.
Sounds like a drug zine.
Yeah. I always thought that was odd.
We love you, Phil.
But then subsequent sites that got in there and were taking and posting photos showed, like, the Carr Brothers and I think the Build Team in there, too. And nobody could really figure out what was supposed to be going on with that. The stuff was not there the first day of the presentation. It got added as the weekend went on. So, I mean, there was no indication before that was going to happen.
Then at BotCon, I'm trying to think if it was... that was 2001. I was there. Was that the BotCon where they actually showed a few minutes of the footage of Battle Protocol?
I remember,
the toys, of course, were already on the shelves before the series started. The toys launch, I guess, late May, early June. Back then, I was one of the first people in the country usually to find stuff. Of course, the internet was much smaller then.
But that sounds about right.
So, I remember finding the toys, and then at BotCon, which I was only at for a short period, but I believe they showed the first 10 minutes or so of Battle Protocol.
I'm trying to remember, but I think
you were there. You were there for the whole thing.
I was there, but I don't think I went to that. I don't recall seeing that for some reason.
But the thing is, the series Car Robots was like a really dumb series. So they could have translated it and been very faithful to it and had a really dumb series here.
I have not gone back to watch the fan sub copies of Car Robots, but I think it actually took itself pretty seriously.
Yeah, it was stupid.
Yeah, I seem to be caught, because I think I still have a fan sub of, like, the first episode.
Well, I mean, but, you know, Neo and Beast Wars 2nd really did not take themselves seriously at all.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't remember a lot in the way of shtick in Car Robots, because, of course, like everyone else, I was going to, what was it, TF Extreme? Was it TF... Or
I think it was,
and
yeah,
because, of course, they would get the episodes, and they would air them unsubbed. And then later on, someone subtitled them, and we would watch them, you know, raw, prior, you know, of course, to them coming out here. But the dub for Robots in Disguise, and we need to get into the toys as well. But the dub for Robots in Disguise was just so fun that
they gave it a punch up dub. They do that with a lot of anime that wouldn't really work directly.
But it wasn't something that you immediately stuck out. You kind of had to watch it and pay attention to it. Because, I mean, the first couple of viewings, it really didn't catch on to me that it was, you know, it was smarter than it really was.
Well, that's because Battle Protocol was the first episode.
That's true. That's true. And I mentioned this a lot.
That did not help it.
I mentioned this a lot, but I really didn't get it until the episode The Fish Test, which is one of my favorite episodes of anything, because of Skybite. I love Skybite. He is one of the most underappreciated Transformers characters that we ever received. The Japanese version spoke in haiku. The U.S. version didn't speak in haiku, if I recall correctly, because they didn't. That would have been too much effort to dub that way. But he had just so much character that he just. I love Skybite. Actually, I remember getting a Christmas card from, I believe, Phil, we mentioned earlier, from ASM, that was drawn by Greg Sepulak in Cypher. You know, Greg now works for Transformers Collectors Club. So somewhere I have a custom Skybite Christmas card. That's like one of my prized possessions. But he's a great character. But okay, so the toys for Robots in Disguise, though, that's kind of a mixture of awesome and fail.
It was kind of like Machine War Generation 2.
Now, I was pissed, okay? Because I'm one of those dorks, right? That dumped out, like, $30 a piece for the deluxes. I had the Optimus, the Ultra Magnus, I had the Brothers, I had the freaking train.
You're not the only one, dude.
All from Japan.
Right here, Super Wild Ride.
Oh, these are going to come out in the U.S. now. Because at the time, they're like, oh, this is going to be Japanese only, never be available in the U.S.
Yeah.
But you know what the thing is? Most of the toys, at least for the stuff that was originally released, wasn't very good.
No.
Yeah, it was mostly crap. But later on, we got stuff that was introduced in Robots in Disguise that wasn't introduced.
The toy line was so all over the place.
Car robots. Things like the new, there were new spy changers, new mold spy changers, because originally the spy changers were all G2 GoBots. Right. Which I love.
Then we got four of the unreleased G2 GoBots.
Which is awesome. I love that. But then we got stuff like Wild Ride.
We got Xtron and Scourge in a 2-pack. Yeah. And then we got in individual packs Optimus Prime and Ultra Magnus.
Yes. So right. Ultra Magnus wasn't very strong, but Xtron and the Prime were great.
The Spy Chaser one was a lot stronger than the full-size one.
That's true.
Yeah.
For one thing, you didn't have to take it apart to transform it.
Yeah, but Spy Changer's still probably my single favorite troop-building sort of thing. Even though they all have individual characters, I have buckets and buckets. Some people are that way with Mini-Cons. Most people are with Mini-Cons, but I love Spy Changer's so much.
Well, and, you know, if they hadn't worn out all the Spy Changer molds over the course of a couple of years... I would have really expected to see at least some of them remolded with Mini-Con ports and sold as Armada add-ons.
They would have been the best Mini-Cons, too.
Yeah.
Boring. I mean, they all transform exactly the same way.
Except for the new mold ones.
Yeah, except for the new mold ones, like X-Bron here. But still, but great. But yeah, like later on we got stuff that was tacked on. One of you mentioned Machine Wars G2. We got a lot of the Machine Wars stuff repackaged.
All the stuff that was G2 leftovers that got turned into Machine Wars in the first place, then got turned around and put into Robots in Disguise.
Yeah, basically
like actual jobs.
Actually, basically all of the stuff from Machine Wars eventually got used, I think, except for the Optimus Prime mold.
Well,
the Thunderclash.
The Skyquake Starscream mold and Soundwave didn't turn back up until the Universe.
They were Universe, but I mean, like, but those molds originally got reused. What, King Atlas and Soundwave again? Was it Soundwave again?
Yeah, I think Soundwave.
Yeah.
It was.
Soundwave is hard to find. I ended up finding that at a flea market somehow, that someone just happened to have one. But King Atlas
is
great.
Thing that happened to Spooky.
Yeah, but it really did happen. Really did happen. But, but okay, so lots of interesting things came out in Robots in Disguise. Like, we got the Megabolt Megatron. I believe that was the last carded Robots in Disguise toy that came out, was Megabolt Megatron.
Well, it was one of the last, anyway. Just like happened with Beast Wars, a lot of the tail end stuff turned into store exclusives.
Right. And didn't we get, we got, was that the first, Sunstorm?
That was the Universe toy.
Was that?
Yeah.
Didn't we get one in Robots in Disguise?
No.
It was packaged alongside with Megabolt, Megatron?
No.
No. Okay. What you're thinking of is a little bit after the first Megabolt Megatron, there was a KB exclusive G-Axis.
Right. Ah, yes, G-Axis came out. We got Hero Megatron and Optimus.
That was a Universe toy, too, actually. That was also a Universe toy, not Robots in Disguise, if I remember correctly.
And it was a repaint of Jetstorm.
Beast Machine Jetstorm, yeah.
Yes, yes. Weren't the Hero Megatron and Optimus repaints, weren't they carded?
Yeah.
Rid?
Yeah, Scourge and Bludgeon.
But, of course, that was long after the fact. But, I mean, Robots in Disguise was just a really long-lived toy line.
I thought those... Wait a minute. Weren't those Armada?
They were in Armada-style packaging, but they did not say Armada. I remember.
Yeah, they didn't have the branding. It was just kind of, these are Transformers toys, and they're exclusive.
You think now they squeeze...
The important thing to all of this is that we are huge nerds.
Yes. But they squeezed in so... Okay, you think they squeeze in stuff into the movie line? They squeezed in all sorts of crap into Robots in Disguise.
Well, because it was a cumbled together line. I mean, the Predacons in that were from, you know, Beast Wars. You had G1. You had frickin' the Decepticons were right. Either the G2 Scourge.
Yeah, you know, we really need to go back to the start with this. You know, in Car Robots, the only new molds were Gigatron, Fire Convoy, God Magnus, and the Build Team.
And the Car Brothers.
That's it.
Anything else in that was reused from a previous line.
Right. So, I mean, it was a cobbled together line as it was.
They took the four best Transmetal 2s and turned them into the Predacons or Death Strongers in Car Brothers.
What was the fourth?
Skybite.
Oh, yeah. He was Transmetal 2 Cybershark. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they got the spy changers we already talked about, and even Black Convoy was a G2 mold.
Yes,
right. Yeah,
and it's the best story too. How they came up with the faction symbol for the Combatrons because Takara did not want to pay to remold the G2 Autobot logo off of the discs that Black Convoy
came
with.
Just made them upside down.
Yes. Yeah.
it's my favorite Takara cheap out story by far.
I love that. But it was just such a diverse and interesting line with such a...
No, that wasn't even my point. The point is there was like 20 toys total for the line. So when Hasbro ported it over, they had to start pulling in new stuff to make it a full-length line. I forgot about JRX, too. That was a new mold.
JRX. And you know what? Probably the most interesting toy that came out, maybe, of course, was Brave Max.
Actually, I think the most interesting that... Well, okay, do you mean in Car Robots or...
Car Robots.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, so we got car robots.
No, I mean, there's a more important point in Robots in Disguise, but we'll get to that in a second.
So, Car Robots, we received a really gimped, honestly, Fort Max repaint.
Well, the reason for that was they wanted to keep the extra parts as contest prizes.
What came out as far as contest prizes?
The Master Sword thing.
Right.
And it had the polar...
Oh, yes.
Whatever they called Omega Prime and Car Robots could actually hold it. Because that was the special weapon for that at the end of the series.
So, but
the Omega Prime or whatever.
Brave Max was a really beautiful repaint, though, of... As beautiful as you can get of Fort Max, that is. He was kind of like Fort Max at night. But the interesting thing...
No, it's a really attractive color scheme, and if I would have thought about it more, I would have had that sitting behind me instead of MODOK this week.
Yeah, it makes sense. I wish I hadn't sold mine for $400, but that's like three times what I
was worth. I wish I could sell mine for $400.
Email me after the show. So, basically... the interesting thing, though, about Brave Max is it was the release of that was like one of the first instances of fan molded product that I can remember.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because
people molded the Fort Max radar dish and stuff like that.
There were three outfits doing the the guns and the sword in particular.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the sword was a big demand item because it was actually used in the show.
Uh huh.
The extra weapons and parts for Brave Maximus really weren't, because it was basically just the Megazord.
Yeah.
Well, that's basically how it worked out.
But yeah.
Although, thing I liked about how the cartoon handled that, they made the spike portion of Fortress Maximus, the smallest headmaster piece, the same height as the average Autobot. Just to demonstrate how huge everything was.
But my favorite accessory, though, that actually came with Brave Max was just a sheet of paper that was a map.
The
it was basically like the cityscape around him, you know, like
cityscape parking lot thing differently.
Yeah, so he's pretty cool, pretty cool. So XV, you were saying the most interesting thing that happened.
Well, you know, with they put the Machine Wars stuff in Robots in Disguise, and but most interesting was they took another canceled Beast Machines toy,
Bruticus.
Yeah, Bruticus, the Cerberus.
Yeah.
That we saw concept art for with Beast Machines logos on it, but it was originally intended to be Battle for the Spark, I think, but never had time to come out. And I guess it was far enough along in production that they would just throw it in there. And that was actually one of the few Robots in Disguise things that got a reference later on in Universe. Of course, that type of three-headed dragon. But still, it's notable on those counts.
Yeah. We also got, we got Axer in that, which was...
Oh, yeah, we got the G2 laser cycles redone with much strong LEDs.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So nothing blind you.
Yeah, so that was a pretty interesting release. It was, you know, Sideways and Axer, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a Walmart exclusive. That was one of my favorite releases from that line. But yeah, so just lots of neat stuff. It's a really, really interesting period in Transformers, and definitely if you've never watched it, I'm betting a lot of our fans now watching this, a lot of them probably grew up with Robots in Disguise like we grew up with G1. But if you never have. The real shame is there are in the U.S., no legitimately available DVDs.
Yeah, because Saban did the dubbing and distribution work for it, and around 2002, Saban sold its holdings to Disney.
Yes.
And so, technically, although Saban bought back the rights to Power Rangers and some of the Beetleborgs and VR Troopers, maybe, I don't remember exactly. And I'm the host of the Toku show, so that's great. But Saban bought back some of that, but as far as we know, Robots in Disguise and like the Marvel cartoons from the 90s, Disney still has those.
Yeah.
So,
well, it makes sense for
them to
have Marvel.
They're not going to play well with Hasbro on that.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, we probably need to hurry on to Twitter Theater because, of course, we've been going on a long time. As you can tell, we're really passionate about Robots in Disguise.
Yeah, the point is, Robots in Disguise was pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whether you like the series or not, there's a lot to like about Robots in Disguise. So, pretty, pretty awesome. Let's go ahead and jump to Twitter Theater, and we'll be back right after this.
This is Twitter Theater.
Hey guys, it's Rob with Twitter Theater this week. And I'm not going to lie, this week's not the strongest Twitter Theater I've ever picked. I've got some medical issues going on, so funny Transformers videos are not at the top of my mind. However, this is a pretty funny one. It's a video from, I think it's the New Jersey Collectors Convention or whatever. I'm not sure the exact name of the convention. It's a toy collectors convention. And you got some guys dressed up, or guys or girls, excuse me, dressed up as Transformers characters. We have Blaster, Rumble, and Optimus Primal. Now, I'm not sure what's going on, but apparently at some point someone decided to play Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back. You know, it's a great song, it's a fun, classic song, and the guys in the costume are all dancing, and someone decided to video it, I guess with their cell phone or whatever. What makes it funny is how it works out. You see, Rumble kind of gives up after a second and walks away. He's no fun. But Blaster and Optimus Primal are left just dancing. And while you say, hey, Blaster's the funky, cool dude, and Optimus Primal's kind of a straight-laced kind of guy, Blaster's going to dance his ass. No! Blaster's pretty much dancing like your mom does when her favorite ABBA song comes on. You know, oh, I like the song. This is fun. Yeah, this is his gun, by the way. Oh, yeah. Baby got back. Da, 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 da. Optimus Primal walks out and starts busting the biggest move ever seen in mine. He's like, boot, he starts shaking. He does the little MC Hammer dance. You know, he's obviously white, so it's not very rhythmic. But he's getting down better than any of the other ones. And he starts shaking his thing, or I don't know who's in the costume. Just really working it. And that, you know, there's the irony of the fact that Optimus Primal gets down better than Blaster. But then there's also the simple fact that, once again, Beast Wars does it better than G1. Eat it. I expect hate mail. Anyway, that was pretty fun. Sorry, guys. It's kind of an off week here. You know, it's kind of... We had a holiday week. That always kind of throws everything off. And it's kind of a slow news week, so you got to deal with it. Work with the guys here. I've got leg problems, as you guys all know. Just found out after an MRI I don't need surgery, so that's good. Though I still need a procedure to pick parts of my bones out of my leg muscles. Ow. My luck. Anyway, happy Labor Day week, y'all. Next week I hope to be better, or at least a better video, and we'll have a funner Twitter theater hootenanny with Rob. Don't forget, in October, we're going to do the whole Halloween hootenanny shiznat, where I'm going to shoehorn a Halloween message into each Twitter theater somehow. And in November, we're going to have the best of Twitter theater. So I'll tell you what, on the Facebook page, on the Twitter feed, or hell, comment on this video on either the show's comments or the TF video post, and tell me, what's your favorite Twitter theaters? I mean, there's ones everyone likes, of course, but someone, please tell me, what is your favorite Twitter theaters? And I'll, you know, I'm going to pay attention, because, you know, sometimes it's kind of hard to come up with this every week, and what I may think is the best might not be the best. You know what I'm saying? So, help me out, guys. Poke them out. Point them out to me, and we'll go from there. Anyway, this is Rob with RSC. I always sign in and off, just like I did in the early, like, 2000. Oh, well. This is Rob RC. I'm headed back to you guys.
Okay, we're back. During the break, we're talking about terrible things that we would do for certain toys that I can't go into here.
But I also got a Universe Hotshot for that price.
How much was it?
$6.50.
Nine. Well, oh, Universe Hotshot, though. Never mind.
No, for it seems about right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd probably pay about $13 for the Japanese one.
Nice. Okay. Hey, before we wrap up, I want to mention one thing. Please, please, please go to tfradio.net/survey. We just need a couple more to hit our threshold. tfradio.net/survey, literally just a couple dozen more. That's not many in the grand scheme of listenership, so that will help us out. We're trying to basically get an idea of what our audience looks like. It's an advertising survey, so there may be some interesting questions. Answer them creatively. So tfradio.net/survey. We will love you a long time. So if you're watching live, stay tuned. We will be back with New Soundwave, hosted this week by XV.
What?
I know. But anything else, guys, before we wrap up?
Ruination Awakens.
Ruination, yeah. Awakens. Yeah, Ruination was the best name ever. Much better than Volgus, or as you said, Bruticus. But yeah. I still love, more than anything else, my G2 Bruticus right here.
Well, you should love G2 Bruticus more than anything else.
Love it. Best thing ever. Of course, the only thing I would love more than G2 Bruticus, of course, would be
G2 Motormaster?
Battle Gaia. Never. I will never own Battle Gaia, so...
No, probably not.
Probably not. Okay. Brian Kilby FB, where is it?
And that's, you probably won't ever own that Metro Titan either.
Yeah, I could get Metro Titan, though. I mean, he only goes for a couple hundred bucks. Battle Gaia does not.
So, Rob and I have similar values.
Yes. Metro Titan's actually not rare in the scheme of things. I just want it because
it's just ridiculously overpriced.
For what it is. I need to buy the knockoff. I really do.
No, just get a Junker Metroplex and some spray paint.
Why didn't we get an e-hobby version of Metro Titan?
Takara hates you.
Probably. Okay.
You so, personally.
Let's wrap things up. We'll be back next week. If you're watching live again, stay tuned for New Soundwave number 96. We'll be back
oh
next
boy.
Week. On time. Next time. Promise. Swear to goodness.
Now.
Yes.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.